Welcome to the audio briefing on the most important topics concerning O2 Telefónica.
Today's top stories at a glance. Santiago Argelich Hess's appointment as the new CEO of Telefónica Deutschland amid a strategic leadership shift. The state's plan to integrate Huawei into a new police mobile network, raising security concerns for operators including Telefónica, and the German government's measures to tighten telecom security requirements by reducing dependency on Chinese technology to bolster European providers.
Handelsblatt reports that Santiago Argelich Hesse, a German-Spanish executive with extensive international experience in the telecommunications and digital sectors, has been named the new CEO of Telefónica Deutschland, effective January 2026. His appointment by the supervisory board follows the planned departure of long-serving CEO Markus Haas, whose contract with the company will end by the close of 2025, as confirmed by the Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung. The Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung further emphasizes that Argelich Hesse's role fills a long-standing top vacancy and notes his previous 7-year tenure at Cellnex, where he managed the Polish subsidiary and helped secure a market-leading position in telecommunications infrastructure. Börsen Zeitung adds perspective by highlighting his successful record at Cellnex in scaling operations through strategic acquisitions in Poland, in addition to his experience in the United Kingdom and Spain. The report from Börsen Zeitung also points out that Telefónica Deutschland currently represents 22% of Telefónica Group's revenue and 20% of its EBITDA, underlining the strategic importance of the German market amid operational challenges. Moreover, Handelsblatt indicates that the supervisory board's decision has sparked some dissent, with concerns that Argelich Hesse's profile might trigger a potential separation of the German business and impact the evolving relationship with 1&1. Introducing deeper strategic changes within the group. All three media sources collectively underscore a significant leadership transition that is set to redefine the direction of Telefónica Deutschland.
In a separate report, the Wirtschaftswoche discusses the state's plan to integrate Huawei into the police network despite ongoing security concerns. The article explains that the Federal Agency for Digital Radio of Security Authorities, BBOS, is preparing a new mobile network under the project name COMET to replace the outdated digital network used by security agencies. The initiative will start with a minimal core network supporting 4G or 5G, which will manage user accounts and provide SIM cards for services involving the police, fire services, rescue teams, the military, and the judicial system, using the existing antenna networks of Deutsche Telekom, Vodafone, and Telefonica. The report stresses that up to 59% of the equipment currently deployed by these operators originates from high-risk suppliers Huawei and ZTE, thereby fueling national debates over digital safety and dependence on Chinese technology. Furthermore, the article outlines the challenges of ensuring secure and reliable communication for emergency services, including the integration of Mission Critical Services, MCX, which aim to prioritize critical communications, while underlining that the current plan still leaves many questions unanswered regarding long-term cybersecurity and infrastructure independence.
The Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung offers an in-depth exploration of the limitations of traditional AI, and emphasizes what remains to be learned in this rapidly evolving field. It explains that while traditional AI relies heavily on correlations observed in data, such as the coinciding occurrence of high prices and high occupancy in hotels, it may mistakenly recommend detrimental actions like increasing prices when occupancy is low. The article points out that effective decisions require causal inference, which distinguishes between correlation and true cause-effect relationships. It discusses how causal AI, which integrates modern machine learning methods with a focus on causality, can be applied in various fields such as pricing, marketing mix models, production optimization, and even chip manufacturing. Citing specific examples like AMS Osram in semiconductor production and Booking.com in refining online booking processes, the publication further highlights the challenges faced by European companies in adopting these sophisticated models, such as the complexity of developing and evaluating causal models and the need for upskilling among data scientists and managers, while also stressing that significant investment and the support of open-source ecosystems are essential for embracing a more robust approach to AI.
The Handelsblatt article reports that the German government has recently tightened security requirements for telecommunications networks with a strong hand. The article explains that an internal concept from the Federal Ministry for Digital and State Modernization outlines the strategic reorientation of Germany's network policy. In this concept, Digital Minister Carsten Wildberger, CDU, aims to enhance network security and reduce dependency on Chinese equipment by shifting the market towards European providers. The article details how measures include increasing economic incentives for secure network technologies, harmonizing regulatory frameworks across the EU through mechanisms such as the forthcoming Digital Networks Act, and revising the catalog of security requirements for critical components. It is further mentioned that the government plans to use existing trade policy tools more comprehensively to ensure fair competition and to safeguard the supply chain from over-reliance on Chinese manufacturers. Additionally, emphasis is placed on incentivizing open interfaces like Open RAN to stimulate competition and technological innovation. The report also underlines the move towards a tougher regulatory stance on acquisitions by foreign investors, with the possibility of interventions if such investors target key network technologies. The heightened measures are a continuation of earlier decisions to remove products from Chinese vendors like Huawei and ZTE from the 5G network, thereby signaling a more rigorous approach to national and European network security. This strategic shift aims to not only protect critical infrastructure, but also to strengthen the competitive position of European companies in an increasingly digital and interconnected global market.
In today's briefing, a key competitor update from Spiegel.de focuses on Vodafone's ambitious satellite project in collaboration with the U.S. firm AST SpaceMobile. The article reports that Vodafone plans to build a European satellite network for mobile connections, which will complement terrestrial networks, especially in underserved regions. According to Spiegel.de, the project aims to offer broadband connectivity via smartphones for both commercial purposes and governmental communications, such as disaster management and population protection. It is mentioned that the satellite constellation, managed from Germany with potential sites in Munich or Hanover, is already attracting interest from mobile operators across 21 European countries. The report further explains that while AST SpaceMobile currently operates 6 satellites with plans to expand to 60 in the coming year, the initiative highlights a strategic move by Vodafone to diversify its technology and secure safe communication channels in the region.
The article published by Welt.de reports on competitor 1&1 as it faces a rigorous test of Germany's new mobile network. The report explains that 1&1, which commenced public operation of its own network at the end of 2023, is required to abandon its role as a virtual network operator by the end of this year, and from 2026 onwards, must serve its 12 million customers directly, a significant challenge for what is described as a late entrant. The report details how CHIP, in collaboration with a measurement technology partner, conducted a 10-day evaluation using 2 measurement vehicles and a backpack system over 8,100 kilometers in 15 cities, on highways, in long-distance trains, and on foot in urban centers. It is noted that although the network displayed performance better than expected in some respects, it still falls short of the standards achieved by established operators such as Telecom, Vodafone, and O2, largely due to its heavy reliance on the Vodafone network, with nearly 88% of internet tests and over 90% of voice calls relying on roaming. Furthermore, the article describes that 1&1 adopts an ambitious Open RAN and decentralized network architecture model aimed at enhancing flexibility and reducing long-term costs, but currently operates with only about 1,500 active antennas compared to several tens of thousands maintained by competitors. The piece concludes by outlining planned improvements, including additional spectrum assignments at 2.1 GHz and demands for longer wavelength frequencies between 700 MHz and 900 MHz, which may boost coverage and performance, while regulatory requirements compel 1&1 to cover at least 25% of the population without roaming by early 2026, highlighting the competitive pressures in the evolving German mobile market.
The InsideDigital.de report highlights a recent social media post by Deutsche Telekom, illustrating the ongoing competitive tensions in the broadband market. The article describes a seemingly simple Instagram post in which a conversation between a child and the mother is depicted. In the post, the child asks if fast internet is available, and the mother responds that fast internet is available at home, followed by a display of a TV cable connection. The report notes that while the humorous tone of the post may be appreciated by some social media users as a light jab among competitors, the deeper issue remains that many customers are primarily concerned with reliable internet performance, regardless of whether the connection is delivered by cable, fiber, or DSL. Historically, cable internet faced criticism for performance issues during peak hours due to its shared medium, although improvements have been made in many regions by reducing the number of users sharing a fixed capacity. In a related discussion at the Bugles annual conference, Telekom Deutschland CEO Rodrigo Diehl expressed his concerns regarding cable internet. The Inside Digital DE article relays that Diehl criticized the strategic choices of rival providers by pointing out that the survival of hybrid fiber coaxial networks is questionable since it still relies on copper components, asserting that coaxial cables are not future-proof. The report further cites a study commissioned by Bugles and interpreted by Professor Jens Bucker, who anticipates the eventual replacement of cable networks by true fiber optic infrastructures, as further investments in DOCSIS 4.0 are unlikely to continue in Germany. The study and Diehl's statements underline the perception among fiber network operators that cable-based subscriptions inherently limit the potential revenue needed to recoup investments in fiber. This narrative, as reported by InsideDigital.de, reflects a critical moment in the evolving broadband landscape with significant implications for market strategies and technological investments in the industry.
That was the current overview of the key topics for O2 Telefonica. Thank you for listening.
This briefing was generated with the help of artificial intelligence by Artically.